Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm David Marsland, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, did Vecna's curse hit Netflix last night? But first.
If I had another 100 lives, I think I would choose to be Technoblade again every single time, as those were the happiest years of my life.
Minecraft YouTuber Technoblade's farewell to fans, narrated by his father, hit nearly 3 million views in just a few hours following the 23-year-old's death from cancer. His dad says his son wrote the message just 8 hours before passing away. Technoblade had been diagnosed with a sarcoma in August last year. Fans have been flooding social media with tributes, and his family says a portion of sales from the YouTuber's merchandise will go to the Sarcoma Foundation of America. Rights campaigners are attacking Amazon on social media because the company's restricting search results for some LGBT-related products in the United Arab Emirates, including rainbow flags. Protesters say the company should have pulled out of the country altogether rather than bow to pressure to limit its service. Homosexuality is illegal in the UAE, and Amazon says it has to comply with local laws, but insists it remains committed to diversity, equality, and inclusion. It comes as London celebrates the 50th anniversary of the capital's first Pride March, and among events, other than the big one obviously, is an augmented reality exhibition. Using tech from Snapchat, it'll show work from 6 artists displayed on iconic buildings in Soho. It also features a virtual tour guide called The Orb, which will explain the inspiration behind each piece. A woman dubbed the missing crypto queen has been placed onto the FBI's most wanted list. Ruja Ignatova vanished in 2017 after investigators began probing the OneCoin cryptocurrency. Federal prosecutors say it was a Ponzi scheme that defrauded investors out of $4 billion. Ignatova was last seen getting on a plane to Greece and is thought to have taken $500 million. Google's offering $90 million to small app developers who have launched a class action lawsuit claiming the company forces them to use the Play billing system and taken up to 30% cut. The law firm representing developers says some could get $250,000, while others could claim the minimum payment of $250. They'd allege Google violated federal antitrust laws. Google's also creating an indie apps corner to showcase independent and small startup developers building unique, high-quality apps. The settlement needs court approval and follows a similar case against Apple, which offered $100 million.
So you see goal at the is scored, and immediately after goal is scored, you have the orange flag.
FIFA's been showing off how VAR will work at the World Cup. Football's governing bodies confirmed it'll use the tech for the tournament in Qatar this winter. Referee boss Pierluigi Collina says it follows trials in February's Club World Cup in Abu Dhabi.
The number of mistakes affecting the result of matches has been dramatically reduced. And also the plug of simulation is almost disappeared.
Kalina says there won't be robot referees and match officials will be involved in decisions. Astronauts are losing more bone mass in space than originally thought, and it could be a big concern for any mission to Mars. Studies on people who stayed at the International Space Station revealed they lost decades worth of bone density during their missions, with some unable to fully recover years later. It's down to the lack of gravity, putting less pressure on the legs, and the researchers at the University of Calgary say it could lead to an increased risk of osteoporosis on longer trips, like heading to Mars. Let's go to the ad. Stay with us to find out why Stranger Things fans had to wait to watch the last episodes of season 4.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Flavoured heated tobacco could be banned across the EU. The European Commission's proposing action because sales of the products are up 10% across the 27 nations in the bloc. It's part of Europe's plan to develop a tobacco-free generation by 2040. A study suggests 16 and 17-year-olds are more than three times more vulnerable to developing a cannabis addiction than adults. Researchers at King's College London say young people should be made more aware of the addiction problem, but they also say adolescents have no higher risk of mental health problems related to the drug than older users. And finally, the Curse of Vecna hit Netflix last night with the streamer crashing moments after the final episodes of Stranger Things went live. Fans had to wait a little longer to catch the last episodes of Season 4. Naturally, they flooded Twitter with complaints while they waited. Netflix appears to have fixed the problem quickly and all episodes are available. You're up to date. Our sister daily news podcast, The Leader, has an oral history of London's first Pride March, featuring the stories of some of those who were on it, including Peter Tatchell. That's out at 4 p.m. Search your podcast provider for The Leader podcast. Tech and Science is back on Monday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.